Hour number three, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Friday. We're out here in Las Vegas, circa Las Vegas at Stadium Swim. NASCAR is out at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway coming up this weekend, but October 17th through the 19th, that is next weekend, they will be at the Talladega Super Speedway, the Yellowwood 500 weekend. And we say hello now to Brian Crichton. He is the president at the Talladega Super Speedway and always enjoy our conversations with him. Cannot wait for Talladega coming up next weekend. Brian, how you doing?
Man, I am doing fantastic. It's beautiful here at Talladega. But if I couldn't be here, I'd like to be where you guys are out there in Vegas.
Yeah, it's beautiful out here. It's like 75 degrees sitting by the pool. So we certainly have no complaints. But I know you all are excited for another great weekend, a playoff weekend with all three series, the Craftsman Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and, of course, the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs as well. It's going to be a fantastic weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Playoffs, playoffs, playoffs. We got three great days of playoffs, as you mentioned, Friday. We're going to kick it off with the Craftsman Truck Series. Saturday, we got Xfinity Series playoff race. We also have Cup qualifying on Saturday, so that's a great day to come out. And then the big round of eight, second race in the round of eight, the Yellowwood 500 NASCAR Cup Series. It's going to be a big one.
Brian Crichton is on with us now. Also, the thing that I've been really pushing when talking about this is you get your tickets, but you need to add the Talladega Garage Experience presented by Cool Ray. I've actually done this before because you can go to the Cup Series garage viewing bays. You get Q&A sessions with drivers and crew chiefs, victory lane photos, and you know you get to be down in the mix of everything, which is really cool.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You really immerse yourself into the sport. You're able to walk into the garage buildings. You walk in one side. The race cars and the teams come in the other side. The only thing that separates you is about a four-foot-high fence and about 5 feet off of the nose of the car. So you see the drivers, hear the drivers. They sign autographs. They talk to you. You know, you mentioned all the other great things that we have in there. A couple more things. We have value price concessions. So $2 bottles of water, $2 Coke products, $2 hot dogs, $4 pounder beers, and $6 chicken finger and fry platters. It's the place to be. And we're also bringing, believe it or not, this is the 25th anniversary of Dale Earnhardt Sr.'s win here at Talladega, unfortunately his last win. And we'll actually have that car, the three car that came back from 18 places down in four laps, to win that race and get him $1 million bonus. It'll be on display inside of Talladega Garage Experience all weekend.
It was that same race he and Junior were kind of back and forth for a little bit, right?
Yeah, you're exactly right. And then Kenny Wallace in the 55 car, yep, ended up pushing him, you know, from that 18th place, you know, all the way up to win that thing. So it was an awesome race, one of the best finishes in Talladega and NASCAR history.
Brian Crichton is with us, the president of the Talladega Super Speedway.
Brian, it's just a great weekend because a lot of friends are going down to watch Alabama play Saturday, then they're going up to Talladega on Sunday. And I love the fact that this race, I remember it used to be, what, April, July, and now it's in October. How much fun is it having this race, like, in the middle of October and in the middle of a chase with, you know, we're getting down to the final races here of the season. But this is great for the fans, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So last year we were in the round of 12. We were that middle race in the round of 12. Now in that round of 8, if you win at Talladega and you're a playoff driver, you're automatically in the championship at Phoenix just 2 weeks after our race weekend. So it ramps it up. It makes that win so much more important. So it's going to be a great weekend. You know, as you mentioned, in the state of Alabama, you know, obviously Tennessee coming down the third Saturday of October is always big. Missouri's going to be down at Auburn on the Plains. And then Talladega. So we've got a bunch of people that are traveling for the football games and then coming out to Talladega to round out the weekend. We also have a tremendous college program where we have free camping. We're going to have a giant screen on a trailer that's going to come in and show football all day long on Saturday for all of our college students. It's going to be a big time at Talladega.
I'm telling you, I'd be like a porch cat there. You know, I would not leave. I'd just go and stay there and not leave. How much – I always like asking you this, and guys who run these events, how much sleep will you get next week? Will you get any?
I'll get a little bit here and there. You know, I'll have a RV inside the infield there. Kind of find a little quiet corner so I can grab a little bit of sleep. But no, I'm here right here on property, and you know, it's just this is what we work for all year long, and so the adrenaline's pumping. I'll be out at the rodeo on Friday night. Yep, we're gonna have a rodeo inside of our infield on Friday night.
Awesome.
I'll be at the Whiskey Myers concert on Saturday night. I'll walk the boulevards. I'll be everywhere. It's just, you know, this is what gets me excited. This is what, you know, welcoming back all the fans, you know. So, yep, you're right. I won't get a whole lot of sleep, but I'll get an hour here or there.
Good. Well, one of the cool things about NASCAR, and I work a lot with the Nashville Super Speedway in their race weekend, is the buy-in of the drivers and how excited, you know, they are to come to the track, and it's not just a race. They enjoy the city. They do the same with Talladega. They, you know, you hear Clint Bowyer always talked about going out on the boulevard and having fun, and you know, now you got some of the drivers that do the same. That to me is, Brian, is so important for you guys. Is they're not just showing up to race, they're showing up for the whole weekend and having a great time.
Yeah, you're right. We'll see a bunch of them out on the boulevard. You know, Noah Gregson, Carson Hocevar, they're always Talladega Boulevard regulars out there having a little bit of fun. Whiskey Myers is great friends with a bunch of the different drivers. So Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, you know, the list goes on. So they'll be out at the concert too. You know, it's when they're out there in Vegas this weekend, they'll take in the Vegas sights. When they're here at Talladega, they take in the Talladega infield sights because it's so iconic and it's so much fun. And, you know, just like kind of in Vegas, well, you know, what you see on Talladega Boulevard stays on Talladega Boulevard.
You know what I love about Talladega? I mean, the history of that place. I know Eric Church did the song about him and everything else going on, but just the history, because it's not really changed that much. It's still a wonderful, amazing track like it would be in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. I'll never forget Bobby Hamilton went in there 20-something years ago and doing all that. That race is very important to a lot of people in Middle Tennessee just because you're close to us. I know we have the National Super Speedway, but Talladega means a lot. And I'm sure you've talked to people who say Talladega does mean that to them.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We, you know, I call it kind of the largest unofficial family reunion because they might not be related by blood, but they're related by Talladega, and they just keep coming back and seeing their friends again and again and again. It is just, it's a special place to be. It is core. It is authentic. You know, we let the party happen on Talladega Boulevard. We do upgrades like the Talladega Garage Experience, that $50 million renovation, because, you know, you got to stay up with all the guests, you know, amenities and enhancements, but we want to stay core, we want to stay true, we want to stay authentic and traditional at Talladega.
Brian, you know, I've had you on the show the last few years a few times, and we've done these conversations. Before that, I got to spend a lot of time talking to Grant Lynch, and unfortunately he passed away a week or so ago. I know he meant so much to Talladega and to NASCAR.
Yeah, Grant, you know, Grant was the chairman here for over half of the existence of Talladega Super Speedway when he retired. So his traditions that he started here, the things that make Talladega Super Speedway so great, they've got Grant Lynch fingerprints all over them. I was, one of my mentors. He helped me along. He helped me to, you know, into the position that I'm in. A bunch of other employees here as well, and so we always continue to carry on that tradition. It was a sad day when we heard he passed away, but his memory and his spirit will forever live on here at Talladega.
Well, and I know he'll be looking down coming up next weekend, the Yellowwood 500 weekend. If you don't have your tickets, TalladegaSuperspeedway.com or 877-GO-TO-DEGA. And also add on that Talladega Garage Experience presented by Cool Ray. Brian, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for doing this, and we're looking forward to next weekend.
Chase, Joe, thank you so much, and enjoy that time out there in Vegas. And remember, put your winnings in your right pocket, and then just don't spend those once you walk away from the table.
Love it.
That is great advice. Thank you so much.
All right, guys.
Have a good one. Brian Crichton joining us, president of Talladega Super Speedway. And again, TalladegaSuperspeedway.com. 877-GO-TO-DEGA. Let's see who is paying attention. You want to win a four-pack of tickets to that race at the Talladega Super Speedway, the Yellowwood 500. All you have to do, if you were paying attention, whose car is going to be on display? He talked about it in the interview. Whose car, race-winning car, is going to be on display next weekend at the Yellowwood 500. It's an anniversary of that win. That's the only hint I'm going to give you. You had to be paying attention. Whose car is it going to be? First person to answer that will win a four-pack of tickets to the Yellowwood 500 NASCAR Cup Series Round of Eight Playoffs race at Talladega next weekend, October 19th. All you got to do is call 615-737-1025. We're live in Las Vegas. Oh, that was a little Trumpy. We're in Las Vegas. We're having a good time. We'll continue coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.